You're right about my dad. He did tell me and my sister about Casey and Anna right before he died. And yes, we knew they could lay claim to at least part of the estate. It was very difficult for us. We were very angry with him. Couldn't believe he would keep something like that from us, but he was very sick and we... After he died, we went back and forth about what we should do. Neither of us wanted to have to keep his secret, but to give tens of millions of dollars to two virtual strangers seemed insane. That's why we reached out to his attorneys. We wanted them to look into Casey and Anna so we could have all the facts at our disposal.
Where they lived, perhaps. How one might get into their homes.
No, nothing like that. We just wanted to know what kind of people they were. But then before we could make any sort of decision, that went into a tailspin. She started seeing a married man, started drinking, and then she tried to kill herself.
The suicide attempt, right. Because I'm starting to wonder if that's what that really was. I have to assume that with Yvette out of the way, you stood to inherit the Ellison fortune in its entirety. It wouldn't surprise me to learn that you found some way to compel her to take those pills.
I would never hurt my sister.
Miss Ellison?
Just one thing. Why disguise yourself as Yvette to commit the murders? The witness saw you at the first scene, but he described your sister to a T. I know that you're a fraternal twin, but with a wig, bit of makeup, you bear more than a passing resemblance. The question is, why would you want to? What was the point of trying to frame a woman in a coma? But you even put on her deodorant. Masterstroke, when you think about it.
You're insane.